All right, I'm good.
Okay, are you guys good?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to the Scarlet, Blue, and You podcast, our weekly podcast about all things Hannibal LaGrange University. I'm Lauren Yauss, your host and the HLGU Alumni Director, and I'm coming to you from the Burt Studio on the beautiful and cold HLGU campus. I'm excited because I have two very special guests with me today. I have Silas Acuff, who is an alum and our International Student Director, and Kathy, one of our international students. So welcome, Silas and Kathy.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
Good. I'm so glad you're here. So, Silas, let's begin. You're an alum. Do you mind sharing your Hannibal LaGrange story?
Yeah, sure. So originally I'm from Columbia, Missouri, born and raised there, went to a private Christian school there. I heard about Hannibal LaGrange actually through Praise Song. They came to our high school and had a little performance there, and they had some information about the university as well. And I really liked the energy that the band brought, not just with being energetic, but also with the spirit and just being very intentional and loving towards us. And so I took some of the information. I said that I was interested in soccer. Actually, I played lots of sports growing up. And so I saw that, and I was actually contacted by Coach Erskine, and he said, "Hey, we have a tryout this date. Why don't you come on out?" And so I came for a visit day and tryout. I thoroughly enjoyed just the campus feel. And
we hear that a lot. Once people get on campus, they just say there's just something about this place.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like a genuineness of the faculty and staff and workers, just really connecting, really like just a great family atmosphere in that way. And so I came. I played soccer. My major was exercise science.
Nice.
And loved the atmosphere that I was in. I was involved in a lot of different things on campus as well. I was a RA in my dorm. I actually one year did Praise Song.
Nice.
Evidently,
yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah, you play the little beatbox. What's it called?
Called a cajon.
That was way off. Yeah, it's not a beatbox. It's a cajon.
But yeah, I played drums for Praise Song and chapel band and stuff like that. So thoroughly enjoyed doing all those things. And then graduated 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I was looking at some jobs, kind of coaching or like health teacher like positions, and there's actually the assistant men's soccer coach position at the university that opened up here. I applied and I was able to coach under Coach Erskine.
Nice.
And so that was a great opportunity. Also, like during that time, I was wanting to be that was just a part time job, and I needed a full time job, and a position was opening up in the international student offices as the admissions counselor for international students. And I had throughout my whole life, I've been very connected to international students or to missions in some way, being just all around the world in different ways.
And even on the men's soccer team.
Yeah, great. Exactly.
Great mission field.
Lots of different countries represented there. Uh-huh. And so I thought it was a really great fit. I was able to be the assistant men's soccer coach and the admissions counselor for international students, able to help international students not just come here, but also get connected with families in the community and just really some like logistical things here as well. But then last year is when the position for international student director opened up. And so the university said, "Hey, like if you want to step into that, we'd be more than glad to offer you that position." And so I said, "Yeah, I'll take it."
Rest is history.
Yeah, and so now I've been here, I guess, in this specific position since May last year.
Great.
I've really liked it, and it's just been a awesome opportunity to work with students like Kathy too, and students from all around the world, helping them not just get a great education, but in a an environment that is Christ-centered, that is encouraging and really family-oriented in that way.
Great. Well, Kathy, do you mind kind of sharing how you came to know of Hannibal LaGrange and your major and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I am a junior at HLG, and right now I'm majoring in psychology. I'm from Jinan, China. I came to HLG because this is a Christian college, And here I have been introduced to fresh ways of gaining knowledge. And I can complete my degree in a like totally English-speaking environment. And I also came here under the impression that my spiritual life would grow in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
After I graduate, I'm planning on pursuing my master's degree in psychology.
Great.
Or I maybe go back to China and take a break for a semester and spending some time with my parents and family. I haven't gone back to China once since COVID.
Oh, wow.
Started,
so. Oh, yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy, we're so glad you're here and able to hear about this program through your eyes, which is great. So, Silas, what are the goals or the mission of the international program at Hannibal LaGrange?
Yeah, so the main mission of our office is really to give students from all around the world the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus Christ through Christian education, and that being in a Christ-centered community, and that's mm-hmm. that's really a all-encompassing thing. You know, there's other universities, there's different, you know, you can find, you know, Christian groups or something like that, but having a fully Christ-centered community around that is very important to us in our offices.
Mm-hmm.
And so institutionally, I guess, specifically in our office, we aim to foster that educational experience and development through broadening their experiences here in the United States, just helping them to get used to American culture.
Yeah.
And improving their English and giving them that additional skill as well. That's, you know, being able to speak two languages is huge, especially in the mm-hmm. world today. And then also just on you know, that's the kind of international student side. I think as a campus, it's, you know, we want to really expand our intercultural and international dimensions of the campus. Giving our domestic students
exactly
opportunities to speak with someone from China
uh-huh.
or from Serbia uh-huh.
or
from
study
Spain
with
yeah.
them and learn about their culture.
Yeah, each culture is so different, and so that's a huge a huge asset for our students here
mm-hmm.
too. Like, actually, I mean, you know, there's been a couple times where some of our directors they've been able to take our students to a high school classroom here in the States and be able to meet kind of students their same age but in a whole different environment.
Mm-hmm.
One of those directors, they said, hey, asking the high school students, how many of you have traveled outside of the United States? And none of the students here in that specific classroom had been able to travel outside the U.S. And so it's like, wow. And so
yeah.
it really opens up their mind to understand, like, wow, there are people who are different than me
mm-hmm.
All around the world.
Oh, that's fantastic. So how many countries do we actually represent on campus
yeah.
now?
So actually this year we have represented 20 different countries on our campus. Yeah. So
20.
Every continent. I'm trying to think. I guess not, you know, Antarctica.
Yeah,
Maybe one day,
Maybe some penguins or something.
But, yeah, every continent is represented, which is
great.
Pretty amazing.
So how do these other continents learn about a small school in Hannibal, Missouri?
Yeah, definitely. So, that's one big part of my job is recruitment and contacting international student agencies. It's actually a pretty big thing in the kind of international recruitment world right now are these agencies that partner with students in specific countries to help them come to the United States to study.
And find good fits.
Yeah, and find good fits and everything. There's a lot of athletic agencies. And so and actually a lot of our alumni run those agencies. And
very
so
cool.
If we have that alumni and they're like, hey, I know this kid will work in your system or he'll be really good with you guys. So. That's a big part. And then also a lot of Zoom calls. You know, I'm like Zoom calling different international schools.
You were probably Zooming before it was popular.
I was using Skype, and now more popular Zoom. But that's one big thing is just, okay, I look at a large list of, you know, for example, International Christian Schools, this association, and then I get their contact information, reach out to them and say, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do. And then I get to, you know, talk with more students through that. So those are kind of the main methods, I would say, of connecting with international students.
Did you use one of those companies, Kathy?
I'm from a private Christian high school in China. So, like, some professor in HLJ actually went to our school before.
So you actually had a connection.
Yeah.
Oh, small world.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So how does your office, you talked about helping them learn our culture and adapt. How do you do that?
Yeah. So there's quite a few different resources that we like to connect our students with. I think first off, really, like, we, when students arrive, we want to really just like set them up for success right when they arrive. So we will pick them up from the airport. So we have a shuttle to do that, bring them on campus. Actually some faculty, staff, and host families put together baskets, welcome, you know, kind of care packages for our students, specifically our new students coming in and saying, hey, welcome to campus. We're so excited that you're here. And so, that's kind of like, we want you to come here and to like feel you're welcomed. Mm-hmm. And so having that first step is always very, very helpful for them in that way. And then, like, from there, it's kind of just like step-by-step different logistical things kind of come up. So whether that be getting a bank account or if students want to work on campus, getting a social security number or something along those lines.
Stuff you don't even think about.
Yeah, or driver's license. Like, you know, Kathy actually got her driver's license.
Congratulations!
And so she's able to drive here in the States. And, like, that's, you know, those are just – those might be small logistical things that – like domestic students already kind of, you know, have or, you know, don't need to think about. And so those are like some of the first things that, like, if a student wants to do this, then we need to get that, you know, done relatively early so that they can take those steps. And so the logistical things, and different like events on campus, like that really welcome them. This last semester, we were able to organize an international food night, in the cafeteria. And so a lot of our, students in our, one of our culture classes were able to make food from their home country and
That's
present
really cool.
it and share that with all the students on campus, not just like a smaller group, but they like that was during normal cafeteria hours. And so all the students in the cafeteria are like, oh, wow. Like,
yeah, this is special.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, really awesome rice and noodles from those some Asian countries. And then there's like actually one of our students who's originally from Morocco, he made this tea that was like, oh, and all the students loved this really sweet tea that he made. And so, but those are just great opportunities to show that, hey, we want to welcome you here. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a place here on our campus. You matter. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, what I try to the foundation of that is that God has created all of us in His image. No matter what culture you're from, no matter what walk of life that, you know, He has you in, we're all created in His image in that way. You have worth, you have value because you are created by Him and like Him in that way. And I try to help our students understand that, yes, you're in a new place. Maybe there's going to be some adversity because, you know, you're different in a new place. But here on campus, we want to cultivate that that family environment that, hey, you are welcome, not just because, you know, you're a student here and you get to, you know, learn and do these things, but you're created in the image of God.
That's great.
Kind of the basis of our, like, what how we want to.
Yeah, your underlying serve. Mission.
Yeah, yeah, I guess. In that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because those underlying missions do filter into everything you do.
Yeah.
So it makes a big difference. So, Kathy, what are some of your favorite things about Hannibal and Hannibal LaGrange?
I think my favorite thing is all people around here. Like, everyone around me, they're, like, super nice. And they're, like, so kind to me and so considerate. I have a professor, like, in my class who is so considerate that he showed a lot of worry for me when he discovered that I have been homesick.
Oh, and, nice. Yeah,
I have told him a lot of, like, stories about myself, and he He told me, oh, whenever I feel homesick, I can always come to him.
Mm. Oh, nice.
So I feel extremely welcomed in his class, and he even, like, encouraged and motivates me more in his classes and have better understanding in his course. And, like, the care and concern make me feel much better when I'm homesick.
Oh.
Like, for me, I don't really speak good English when I'm, like, in freshman year. And I don't really, like, some people don't even understand me now. So,
people
always show their patience of to listening me and, like, and even help me to explain in class when I couldn't understand. So I think I met so many people here that they really love Jesus and love people and bring the light of God to me and help me to grow, like, in academic area and closer with Jesus.
Mm. Well, that's great, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yes, I actually got to meet Kathy for the first time today, and obviously I have been missing out, so I'm now going to make a point of meeting more international students. So, Silas, what's your favorite thing about your job?
First off, it'd be the students. With that, though, I would like to kind of piggyback and just say Kathy has been a huge blessing to our campus, not just, being able to come here and study and be an active member in community, but this is why I do it, you know, having students like Kathy here on campus, so just loving and really accepting of all the other cultures. That's definitely my favorite thing, like being able to connect with each different culture and realize that, just like I was saying, God has created each culture and people group uniquely in His image, and seeing, like, okay, wow, in the Spanish culture is so so family oriented. Like, they're they show so much affection for one another, and it's like that's like the affection that God shows His children. Mm-hmm. And like, oh man, like there's German culture, they're very organized and efficient in a lot of different ways. Like, man, like God, like just like how God, made creation, you know, it's like, oh, just like in the German culture, how there's this, like that points to God. And so seeing each culture and the different students and that, and them being here so that I can experience that too, is so cool. I just, and then also like learning how to, just communicate with them in different ways, like how their culture communicates, you know, like, yeah, just like I was saying, some are very, some are, there's different than others. And
sure.
So, how can I learn how to just connect with different cultures in that way? So I really love our students, and I'm very thankful for them here.
Well, it sounds like you are definitely in the right spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really neat. All right, so we'll just touch on this just a little bit, but I think people are probably curious how COVID has affected this program.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has affected, recruitment in some ways. Just some countries are more closed off than others. It's really, another big thing is travel regulations. Mm-hmm. Just recently, having like internationals like needing a vaccine if they want to travel to the States. Like, okay, like how long will that last? Is that going to be for a long time? Currently we have even some students who are studying from home and like needed to come later to the semester because they either, you know, were in contact or something along those lines. So there's a lot of weird travel regulations that have to stay up to date with. And but like also that that lens for students like staying here over Christmas break or summer break.
Yeah,
like,
or Kathy hasn't gotten to go home.
Yeah, and so that is definitely hard and different.
Sure.
But also it's in regards to like recruitment and these other things, like it's normalized some Zoom calls or these other types of methods of, you know, contacting and communicating with one another. And so that's really broadened like our outlook on doing those things. And like last year, our host family program, was we had to kind of suspend that, and so we couldn't do that. And so this semester, this school year, we've been able to kind of ramp that up a little bit more. And
yeah, well, since you're talking about it, go ahead and tell me about that.
Yeah, and so we have a host family program. It's kind of a program where if a student is interested in being connected with a family in our community, a family who wants to pour into their lives, whether that be like having dinner with them at their house, or mm-hmm. staying a Christmas break or something along those lines, or like, hey, we're going to go downtown and, you know, mm-hmm. go to the shops and stores if you want to come. That's a huge part of our community that these students, you know, want to connect with in some way. And so we want to give them that opportunity to be partnered with a family and have that kind of home away from home.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
And I know some really special relationships come from that.
Yeah.
Like that can be life lasting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like Kathy has some great experiences in it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I know Mrs. Light, one of our adjuncts, talks about you.
Really?
Yes. And you go see her and her dogs.
Yeah.
And I think you cook sometimes too, don't you?
Last year, like the first vacation, I stay with her, like we eat together.
Nice. So, yeah. Yeah. No, just getting off campus and into a warm home and relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super nice to me. And they're like, they treat me as her own child.
Aww.
And she took me off campus during spring break to the St. Louis Zoo.
Oh, good.
And she also, like, her daughter even shared with her coworker that we are her, like, adopted sister.
Oh, fun. That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, so people can still get involved with that program, can't they, Silas?
Yes. So actually we have essentially a student application where students can go on. They just reach out to me. I'll give them that little Google Doc link, fill out their information, and then that's in our database. And then we also have a host family application where they fill out their information, saying that they're interested. And then if there is a student that pairs up nicely with a mm-hmm. family, then I'll contact both and say, hey, you know, the family will be reaching out to you soon. And then the rest is kind of history. They've gone and
they're kind of a matchmaker.
Yeah. And also it's if you're kind of thinking about how can I be involved in that, like, oh, I can't open up my house for a whole summer break to a student like that. That's okay. We have like different levels of expectation that you can kind of sign up for. Like, do you plan with, you know, meeting with a student like once a week or once a month or like maybe once a semester? Like, we have different kind of categories in that mm-hmm. way for our families. Some families want to be super involved and say, right. hey, like in, you know, Kathy's case, like, you're going to be my international, you know, child or whatever. But, you know, other families like, hey, I really want to be connected, but I don't have a ton of time. I don't have a ton of resources.
Sure.
We still want families to be intentional with our students. That gives just so many great opportunities for our students to expand their experiences here in the United States. If you are interested, you can send me an email, and I'd love to get you connected with some students.
Fantastic. All right. Well, how can we pray for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. I guess, like, just like you were saying, you know, praying for our students with travels and with just so many like regulations that they have to navigate, and be praying in that way. I think also most importantly that you would just pray for our students that they would come to know Jesus, and that they would mm-hmm. learn about the love of Christ. You know, God has impacted us in so many different ways and has created a big world, and we want our
right.
students to both here, both domestic and international here on campus, to understand that. And so definitely that. And then also, like, with both of those things, there's a lot of just like stress and like mental health like mm-hmm. issues with like that kind of plague, you know, students and even more, you know, international students. Like, not only do they have to figure out how to get to campus, you know, by like from the airport to mm-hmm. know, to here sometimes, but like, okay, like, how am I going to get to, like, I have to buy my tickets, I have to buy these books, I have to do this all in a different language.
Yes.
And now I have to, like, organize these, like, you know, I have to stay connected with my family back home. I have to, like, imagine, you know, as a domestic student, like, okay, I'll just drive to campus today. Oh, if I want to go home for the weekend, I can just go home and mm-hmm. see my family. Like, these our international students are, they're away from their families, and like they are going through a lot of stress and a lot of just different kind of mental health kind of
sure.
things
and
like
with
that.
Culture barriers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, different and, you know, culture yeah. like there's jet lag when you travel.
Sure.
There's culture shock whenever you first arrive, and so. Just praying for that stress and mental health for our students, too.
Okay, will do. Yeah. We'll definitely do that. And I know that, you know, Hannibal LaGrange is a smaller school, and yet we have alumni all over the world.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
We really are a global community,
yeah.
which is so special.
Mm-hmm.
And as the alumni director, I get to see some of that.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Silas and Kathy, please keep them in your prayers. And please keep listening. Thank you.